Martha Stewart is now the target of a criminal investigation and may soon be indicted by a New York grand jury. That announcement came today from Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia about its founder, chairman, and chief executive. The company said it had been informed of these developments by Stewart's attorneys, and that Stewart will also likely be charged in a civil complaint by the Securities and Exchange Commission. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Stewart sold almost 4,000 shares of ImClone stock on December 27, 2001, one day before the biotechnology company released bad news about its cancer drug, Erbitux. The news sent ImClone stock tumbling. Stewart's trades are under question because she's close friends with ImClone's founder and then CEO, Samuel Waxell, and because the two shared a broker at Merrill Lynch, a man named Peter Bakanovich. Waxell has admitted that he tried to sell his own ImClone shares and tipped off his family to do the same before the bad news became public. Telephone records show Bakanovich called Martha Stewart's office on December 27th. He left a message that said, quote, "Peter Bakanovich thinks ImClone is going to start trading downwards." Stewart, who was on her way to a Mexican resort, called him back. She spoke to his young assistant and ordered her ImClone shares to be sold. Stewart says she sold because of a standing arrangement, to sell when the stock fell below a certain level. The young assistant, Douglas Faniel, who's cooperating with the government, tells a very different story. He says Stewart decided to sell after he told her that the Waxells were selling. That account of events could expose Martha Stewart to a criminal or civil charge of insider trading, says Dan Richman, a former U.S. prosecutor, now a professor at the Fordham University Law School in New York. Stewart may also be charged with obstruction of justice. Richman says prosecutors often prefer that charge to insider trading because it's easier to explain to juries.
I think another reason the government is interested in obstruction charges, perhaps even more than underlying charges, is that obstruction of justice goes to the heart of the enforcement of the law. It's like contempt of government.
One of Stewart's lawyers said in a statement today that Stewart is innocent and would fight all charges. Where that leaves Stewart's company is far from clear. It's closely identified with her image and reputation. Magazine advertisers have stayed away in droves since Stewart's troubles began, and investors have stripped the company of billions of dollars in value. Its stock fell again today. Shoppers in middle America have been the company's saving grace, and Kurt Barnard of the Barnard Retail Report predicts that that won't change.
Do you really believe that Mrs. Smith is going to go to a Kmart store and see this pillowcase in the shade of pink that she adores? Do you think she's going to say, I wish I could buy it, but I can't. Mrs. Stewart is under indictment. I can't buy that. That doesn't make sense.
Still, Stewart's future with her company is in question. The company says its board of directors has been planning for a number of possible contingencies and will take action as appropriate. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.